That's probably why we don't listen to recordings of lullabies. They don't exist as recordings the way pop songs do. A pop song is a specific moment in time, captured by a specific artist. It belongs to that artist, and we acknowledge their ownership. It will always sound the same. Hearing it live, or hearing a cover version of it, will still always refer us back to the original. There is only one Take On Me, and it is by A-ha. And if we hear some 80s tribute band performing it, we are comparing it to the 1981 studio performance of Take On Me. There is no imagining the song without the precise combination of cheesy drum sounds and the voice of, Morten Harket. I just Googled his name. A pop song is alive only at the moment that it is born. From then on, it is frozen like a caveman in ice. It's near impossible to get people to hear a cover of an iconic pop song with fresh ears, as if for the first time. I know. I've tried. When I first switched to piano-only concerts in 2004, one of my best-slash-worst ideas was to rearrange 80s pop songs using jazz and classical gestures. One of the songs I devised was a faux Baroque arrangement of Enya's Orinoco Flow, the Sail Away song. But my cover didn't really have a chance to be heard objectively. It could only remind people of the original version, still living rent-free in everyone's collective nostalgia mind. Folk music doesn't have this baggage. There's no original recording of a lullaby. It's not even something we can evaluate on the basis of musical taste. It either works at its function or it fails. The baby sleeps or it doesn't. As in comedy, the crowd laughs or it doesn't. We don't know or care who composed it. It only matters who is singing it. So, what kind of voice works when it comes to the lullaby? A soothing voice. A reassuring voice. Something that takes away pain. Doubt, something that makes the listener feel safe, something gentle and patient, a voice you can trust as natural. An unnatural voice may fool some of the people, but authenticity is something that we just know it when we hear it. Some years ago, a friend got so excited to play me something new he had discovered. He couldn't believe I hadn't heard it yet. Everyone was talking about it. I was going to love it so much, he said. I hate being told I'll love something before I've had the chance to decide for myself. He pressed play. Guitar music, not my cup of tea.